This is Dakota Datebook for March 17th. The Cannonball River got its name from the stones found in its waters and along its banks that are so round and smooth that they greatly resemble cannonballs. The spherical rocks vary in diameter, with sizes like musket balls, baseballs, cannonballs, and even boulders, 2 feet tall. Area residents often removed the round rocks as souvenirs, often finding them where the Cannonball River joined the Missouri River, 45 miles south of Bismarck. A legend arose, questionable in its truth, about the stones. In 1889, a writer explored the mystery of the origins of the Cannonball River. This special correspondence for Iowa's Sioux City Journal spun a tale of the day when the heavens fell in a battle between the Dakota people and the Crow tribe. It was a time of incessant intertribal warfare with a great loss of life, supposedly set in the late 1840s. As the tale was told, the Dakota were much beleaguered and took refuge in a stronghold. The Dakota leader, Long Red Dog, reportedly told his people, "The Crows have reinforced their already powerful army, and we are doomed to die an ignominious death. The Crows will swoop down upon our devoted children and destroy everything in their path. We must flee for our lives." In gloomy resignation, the Dakota made a hasty flight. When they reached the shore of the Cannonball River, their scouts discovered the advance guard of the Crows on a hilltop, not a half mile distant, making further flight out of the question. The Dakota determined to fight the foe to the bitter end. A terrible battle raged, and just when the Dakota were weakening, a legendary storm arose. The daylight turned into a night as dark as ink, and the heavens rained down falling stones, pelting the Crow warriors, killing many, and causing the rest to flee, never to return. Marvelously, not a single member of the Dakota tribe had been hit by the molten stones. On this date in 1890, a reprinting of the reputed Cannonball River legend appeared in a Minnesota newspaper. Was this tale true? Was it a cleverly devised fable? Could it be that the thousands of cannonball stones along the Cannonball River testified to its truth? Perhaps it is an unbelievable story. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.
Something might come. I don't know when, and I don't know why, but it might come back.